listening to the First Step Podcast with your host, Jaleesa Jung. A new episode starts right now.
This next story is going to inspire the shit out of you, I'm positive. I had the pleasure of catching up with FreshPass founder and my good friend, Kanisha Sylvester, about how she left her 9-to-5 to leap headfirst into entrepreneurship. But then the pandemic hit. In this episode, you'll hear how in just 1 week, Kanisha was able to pivot and launch her new business. We tried to record this episode about 3 times as we were experiencing some issues with the audio. Just a heads up. So in some parts, you will hear Kanisha and I both speaking at the same time, but that's just because of the technical issues we were having that day. But if you guys can get past those minor things, you'll definitely walk away with a lot of value from this episode. So, before we dive into that conversation, I'd like to ask you to please consider taking a minute to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews are the only way I'll know if you're listening and what you're interested in hearing. So, if you're listening to this on an Apple device, search for The First Step with Jaleesa Jung and select the Reviews tab when my podcast appears. Tap the stars to leave a rating or write your own review. As for those of you listening on other devices, show your support for this podcast by taking a screenshot, tagging me on Instagram at Jaleesa Jung Company so I can repost you. And now, without further ado, here is episode number 36. She launched her business in 1 week. This is my interview with Fresh Press founder, Kanisha Sylvester. Hey, Kanisha, welcome to the First Step Podcast. I'm so happy that you would join me for this special episode. For those listening who don't know who you are, can you please introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Kanisha Sylvester, and I am the co-founder of Haven Spaces and the founder of Fresh Press CJC.
What does the CJC stand for?
Well, CJC stands for Cutty Joy and Children, which is my father's business. So C for Cutty, that's him. Joy, well, my mom, and children, that's my brother and I. And where Fresh Press is concerned, he provides me with all my greens. So all my lettuce, all my kale, all my celery, all my mint comes from him. So it's only right that he's included, and that also the CJC can be a generational something.
I love that. And I love that for 2 reasons. One, it shows that the ingredients going into your smoothies for Fresh Press are fresh and organic. And 2, because the entire family is involved. And it's such a beautiful thing, right? So Speaking of family, you mentioned that you also own Haven Spaces. Do you mind telling us a bit about what Haven Spaces is?
Sure. So I'm the co-founder. So the next side of the founding aspect is my husband. We do interior decorating both for residential and commercial spaces.
That's amazing. So can you... give us an example of a recent project that you guys worked on for Haven Spaces.
Sure. So something recent that we did is we undertook a project to help small businesses like ourselves. So we assisted with the major funding aspect of it, and she pays us back in increments. That way she gets on her feet faster. She's out there. She's making her money as well. And we sat with her. We asked her, what does she want? What vision she has for the space. And then we developed based on that. She wanted pink, she wanted girly, and then we added the queen aspect because a lot of her things are queen-like.
Okay, and for those listening who aren't sure who she is.
Sure. Let me put it out there. Yuzuri Emperi, she does beauty, she does makeup, she also does waxing and full arts.
Okay, so... you guys, Haven Spaces,
yes,
you have this program where you help entrepreneurs get on their feet, and you guys are acting as like investors, and you help them create their spaces, their workspaces. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, and so for anyone listening who might be interested in coming to you guys for this program, how can they contact you?
Well, they can contact us through our main contact is 751-4364 or our email yourhavenspace@gmail.com.
And this is for persons strictly in Trinidad and Tobago.
Yes, strictly in Trinidad and Tobago for now.
Yeah, though that's wonderful. I love that. So let's talk about Fresh Press. So
Yes.
how did you transition from interior design under Haven Spaces to Fresh Press?
This is a very interesting journey. So initially, I left my 8 to 4 in February of this year to pursue Haven Spaces full time. I was told through different lecturers and stuff not to put all my eggs in one basket. So Fresh Press is something that was going to come later on in the year or possibly even 2021. However, I left in February. And COVID hit Trinidad on March 13th, which basically Haven Spaces is interior decorating. That's you coming into person's personal space is a very intimate aspect. Also, it is seen as a more of a luxury service than a need. So I lost all my jobs, like every single one. And remember, I'm now full-time, right? So I jumped into Fresh Press the week after. And that is how Fresh Press is here today. I mean, it was a plan, but it came way earlier than anticipated. But it needed to come because I'm full time. And if I don't work, I don't eat.
Okay, whoa. So, Fresh Press was something that you were always going to launch?
Yes.
Yes. And how did you come up with that idea and concept for Fresh Press?
Okay, so. Even though it was something we were always going to launch, it's because I would normally post myself when I make smoothies or post myself when I'm juicing because that's something that my family is into. I get it from my dad. So that's something some people would say, okay, you should start this, you should start that. And then we started. So what we do currently, we do cold press juices, we do wellness shots, we do smoothies, and then we took things up a notch to do freak shakes because we know people like the pretty aspects of smoothies.
That's very interesting. So take me through the process. You quiz your 8 to 4, you plan under Haven Spaces, but COVID hits. And then a week after, you were able to pivot and launch Fresh Press. How in the hell were you able to do that in such a short space of time?
Listen, you see the power of prayer? It is very serious because when it happened, I was like, okay, Kanisha, allow yourself to feel how you feel. And I was feeling down, I would be honest. I was feeling down. I was like, what is even occurring? Like, I just left. What sign is this? And I prayed about it. And then what I was planning for later, probably now is the time. And then I prayed upon it. I had my blender. I started to make and I started to post. And then 2 weeks later, I ordered my cold press juicer. It came,
Wow.
and that's how
So
it started.
I'm just so curious to find out every little thing about this whole scenario because, okay, you started a week later. Did you even have cups and like everything you needed at that point in time?
No, I went and got it when I decided, okay, I'm going to start. I went to San Fernando and I went hunting, looking for cups, looking for different things. I went to different places, bought fruits, got my vegetables, and I started. But because I was doing it on a personal level before, I knew what I wanted to make because I was going to mirror it based on what I was making before. So it wasn't a total new something, it was just new to
Okay, I
commercializing
want
it,
to talk a
basically.
bit about your mindset heading into this because you just left your job, you lost all your clients essentially for Haven Spaces. A lot of entrepreneurs at that point would have gone into depression, would have given up, would have, said, woe is me. But what do you think, other than prayer, what qualities do you think that you demonstrated during this time that led you to not stay stuck in that pit?
Okay, so I always tell myself that I need to be resilient. So what I preach to myself is if I can get through this phase, I am positive entrepreneurship is for me. So that was my part, my driving force. I need to be resilient, but entrepreneurship, it's going to have ups, it's going to have downs. Once I can get through COVID, a pandemic, I
If I
can
can
do
get through
this.
this phase, then I'm positive entrepreneurship is for me. So I want to know, do you believe that everyone can be an
Right.
entrepreneur?
No, and the reason why I would say that is because we are all designed differently. And I would think an entrepreneur is like the leader of an army, but you need soldiers. So we all need to contribute to the whole. So we need soldiers and then we need the leader so that for the proper
I
functioning
love
of
that because it's
society in
just me. I
general.
tell my mom, listen, in order for you to be a leader, you have to have followers. And I'm not talking about Instagram followers or like these social media followers. But if you want to be a leader, you must have followers. And so everyone cannot be the leader. Everyone cannot be an entrepreneur. We're not cut out to all be entrepreneurs. You know what I mean? So I love that. So other than resilience, what are some other qualities you think entrepreneurs should have?
You must be an innovator. One thing I've learned recently is to ride on trends as well. So there was a point when in Trinidad we were changing the $100. What I decided to do was have $100 consultations for Haven Spaces. So we need to be really relevant with the time, with what is going on. We need to be
I
observant.
love that you said that because I actually call this hacking culture. Whatever is culturally relevant or trending
Yes.
right now, you should find some way for your business to fit into that wave or to add to the conversation. So I love that. So I actually remember when you guys did this $100 consultation. You were like, no, don't go stand in that long line at the bank to change your money. Come give us the
Correct.
$100 and we'll give you a consultation. So that was absolutely brilliant.
Correct.
And for Fresh Press, what are some ways recently that you've hacked culture?
Well, in terms of, well, where freak shakes are concerned, the most recent will be Halloween. Even though we don't celebrate Halloween in Trinidad per se, it is still something that, is recognized. So we created a new smoothie, pumpkin spice, and we gave it the whole fog aspect and all of that. So that's something recently
Yeah, I
that we did.
remember the freak shake you guys did for Independence Day as well. It was really, really nice. It
That's
was
another,
really, really nice.
red, white, and black, different components to make the actual smoothie.
Right.
Yes.
So that's hacking culture. And people might be
Yes.
wondering, what the hell are freak shakes? Because we keep talking about freak shakes. So can you just explain to those listening what a freak shake is?
Sure. So freak shake is an American. I think it came from UK actually at first, but where I really saw it was within the United States. It's an elaborate shake. So you just really go big or go home and these things. So you add things like sprinkles, you have whipped cream, you add cherries, you add pearlies, you add chocolates. It's just an extravagant looking
And
shake.
very extravagant at that. I remember like during quarantine, I was under a rock. Like I was not on social media. So I came back onto social media like in June and I saw all of these pictures of these beautiful looking drinks and all of the promotion was saying Fresh Press and I was like, who the hell is this? I don't remember anyone by the name of Fresh Press. But I'm going to continue following them because this looks really yummy and this looks really interesting, and I love the way they're marketing. So eventually, I realized that it was you behind Fresh Press, right? So, guys, like you literally have to go to their Instagram page. It's fresh underscore press underscore CJC and look at these drinks. They are so beautiful. They're unlike anything I've ever seen before. There's one with like bacon. They have like fruits coming out of them.
Yes.
berries. There's one with like Kit Kat. It's crazy, right? So
Correct.
you were very
Yes.
inspired. You were
It's
inspired by American culture, I guess, for your fruit shakes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So can you tell us a bit about your design process? Like, what does that look like when you're creating a new drink?
Ooh. Okay, so when I'm creating a new drink, I draw. But I don't professionally draw, and even if you look at my drawing, you won't understand it. But I draw it out at face to get a good vision of what it would look like. And then because with freshness, you try to use fresher stuff. If we're using chocolate, we're going to use dark chocolate. If we're using light cream, we're going to use light whipped cream instead of full whipped cream. So we kind of try to use an alternative to everything that we do. So we're going to use fruit, we're going to use fresh banana. So it was a matter of being creative. Yes, you want it pretty, but yet still you want to cut down on calories because fruit shake is already calories. So we want to cut down. So it was a battle between pretty and cutting down the calories. But the process is fun because, as I said, I like anything that is that involves your creativity. So I describe myself when people say, "What do you do? Where's your profession?" I rather say that I'm a creative because I think creative could involve so many things. So it better describes me. So it really brings out the creative process in terms of creating freak shakes, which is exciting. And especially with different seasons, like how Christmas is coming up. Guess what? We're going to have a whole Christmas line. So it's really just to keep people on their toes as well and keep me on my toes to keep, designing and innovating.
I see that on Fresh Press, your slogan is better food, better mood. Now, what is your value
Yes.
proposition? Because I feel like when we were talking about hacking culture just now, this would be relevant to this conversation where there's a movement of people looking for things that are healthier, more organic, fresh, that sort of thing. So do you think that Fresh Press also took into consideration this new trend that's happening of people being more health conscious?
Definitely, especially where we use almond milk. We don't use dairy milk at all because most persons actually are lactose intolerant, especially when you go into adulthood. Most persons realize I'm lactose intolerant, so we use almond milk instead. So nobody gets dairy milk from us. We also include kale within most smoothies.
Yes,
You
I'm
hear
hearing
me?
you.
Sorry. Yes, we also include kale, but because fruits have such a strong flavor, the kale is actually masked, so you're not going to taste like, oh, this has kale. We also include plain Greek yogurt, which is something that persons you would not naturally just grab a tub of plain Greek yogurt and eat that. But when we combine it with all the other ingredients, you're going to be like, okay, so we try to put the nutritional value in there without, the taste that you possibly expect with those ingredients. So that's why we say better food, better mood, because actually when you eat better, you are not sluggish. So you feel better. You are more energized to tackle the world, to tackle life in general.
So, what's your best-selling freak shake?
Ooh. I would say strawberry kale freak shake, and that's because it's very pretty. But the most interesting freak shake would be our, well, Ting Fitty Back freak shake because it has a black bean brownie on top. So when you think brownie, you're not going to think it's made out of black beans, but yes, this is made out of black bean. And then we also have a turkey bacon attached. So you get the mix of the salt and sweet. That's the, most creative
Oh my
freak
goodness.
shake. But
I am just
strawberry
so eager to get my hands on
is
a freak shake because they all look just so yummy. And I was actually surprised to hear that Ting Fitty Back, a hilarious name. I love that name, is not your most popular freak shake.
I wanted to change
So how
it.
do you come up with the names of your smoothies or your freak shakes?
Okay, so, well, strawberry kale is pretty basic, and that's only because that was the first smoothie we did. So I didn't have the idea to try to get names that, we can relate to. But then we have Espresso Yourself, because you hear express yourself. That's something we know in Trinidad. But because we're using coffee, we said espresso instead of express yourself. What is the next one? Well, ting for the back. That is something that is Trinidad like, when when you have peanuts and those kind of thing, people say, oh, ting for the back. So the name basically based on culture so that we could
And for those
recognize it.
listening who have no idea what ting for the back means, because we do have listeners from other parts of the world, what the hell does ting for the back actually mean?
Okay, so ting for the back within the Caribbean culture means the potency of a man, his ability to produce children. So when we say ting for the back, we think about all the things like sea moss, like peanut, things that we think can make a man more potent.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Ooh. Do you think that Ting for the Back markets itself just by it having such a, I don't know, a taboo name?
Yes, I do actually, because when persons come for it, they say, will this work? Will I get children? And the funny thing is, actually, we had someone who used to drink it like 3 times a week. And one morning I got up and I saw a picture on my phone of a onesie saying, ting for the back, but mommy ting in her belly. So the person who was actually drinking it frequently actually ended up pregnant. So who knows?
Oh my God, I love that. And as we're talking about marketing, let's talk a bit about your strategy when you first launched Fresh Press. How did you approach the marketing for this company?
Wow, well, it was initially hard, because I didn't jump into it with a plan. Normally when you're going to launch a business, you have a business plan, you have your strategy and everything. I didn't have that because remember, I just jumped into it from the go. So initially, I just started on my personal profile saying, okay, you all have been asking for it. So I'm creating a page and we're going to get started. So my marketing strategy was pulling from personal experiences from persons who are accustomed seeing me doing it, from persons who were asking for it, and then building the platform from there.
Okay, so once you got your friends and your family who are already familiar with you making shakes involved, what was the
Yes.
next step you took in terms of promotion?
Right. So the next step I took was I actually got a professional photo shoot done. And then I also allowed my creativity to roll in terms of trying to make engaging content. So I contacted some makeup artists to really embody the look of what they think different drinks would be. So we did that and we had them take pictures with the drinks with their really extravagant makeup. So it was really a matter of creativity afterwards and getting proper photography for it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how important do you think it is to have good pictures for your business on Instagram?
I would say 8. Reason why I would say 8, normally I would have said 10, but sometimes you just need to post so that your algorithm agrees with you. So even if you don't, sometimes, I mean, not all the time I would have professional pictures to post. However, I need to post for the algorithm to agree with me. So that's why I'll take it down by 2, just to leave room for the you need to post. Everything don't have to be perfect. You need to post and engage persons.
Do you really think it's the algorithm you're appeasing to, or is it your community? You're
Yeah.
by posting and not waiting for perfection, you're able to remain in their faces and top of mind.
That's true, yes. Because when I post, and I post something to get them engaged, that really what makes them urges them to comment, to really let us know what they like, to let them know, let us know their feelings. That works for us because then we're better able to understand our consumer.
Like speaking about your consumer, who are your target audience?
Oh, this is a hard one. In terms of, okay, so initially my target audience was like persons who are definitely interested in health, but they don't want it to the point that they can't consume because most persons, when they try to eat healthy, it's like, this don't taste good. So it was to appeal to the persons who are interested in health, but to show that it can taste good so that people who are interested in health stuff, but yet still taste. Yeah, that's something that I would admit I still need to flesh out. Now that, I am more into the business, it's something that I really need to flesh out my proper target audience.
Well, it seems to me that you have it. You said it because you're absolutely right. A lot of people, they try to eat healthy, they try to exercise, and they find that the food doesn't taste good, the healthy food, and exercising is hard, at least in the beginning. And so you're finding a nice balance between healthy but still tastes good. And it looks really damn good too, you know?
Yeah, and also the funny part, as you said, exercise. When we started, we had different instructors come online and give a free class. So, I mean, you had the juices because we deliver juice kits. Those are like pure cold pressed fruits and vegetables. So we deliver that to persons. And then on our online platform, we had free classes, free exercise classes. So they were able to get the nutrients in as well as get that exercise on.
Okay, and I'm going to ask this because I know that some people listening might want to know this. So you said in the beginning you had like instructors coming on and doing free workouts. Did you have to pay any of these instructors?
Okay, so no, I didn't have to pay them, but what happened, which is what we really hoped for, is that persons went to them after and asked them about their classes, and some persons actually take classes from them now, which was the
Yeah, that's amazing. That's the whole point of
aim.
collaboration, right?
Yeah.
That's the whole point of collaborating with other business owners is so that both of you win.
Correct. And they did. And we did. So it was a win-win situation.
Yeah, so I love that strategy. So I have a couple more questions I want to ask you. I see you on Instagram stories all of the time from Fresh Press almost every single day. Do you
Yes.
think that you being on Instagram stories and being consistent on stories helps you win for Fresh Press?
Yes, I do. I believe in Instagram stories because I would actually prefer to watch Instagram. Well, personally, I prefer to watch Instagram stories than scroll through Instagram. And then besides that, I'm able to communicate with persons. So they respond to these stories. Also, if I put up polls, they respond. So I gain information through Instagram stories. And then I'm in their face, so you remember me. I'm on your mind, which helps the business.
Yes, and I love when you post stories that say, okay, guys, we're going to be open in the next hour, or this is the
Yeah.
time we're going to be open today, and this is what we're going to have selling today. I love that. You know, like every time I see those stories, it just increases my desire to come and get some Fresh Press or some Freak Shakes, I should say.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited for you to launch your. Is it your mommy and me line of drinks? Tell us a bit more about that.
So what happened? We have a client who was accustomed ordering our cold press juices monthly, and then she got pregnant. So then she was like, can I order juices? I was like, yeah, but you can't use certain fruits and vegetables. So I'm gonna have to custom make a kit for you. And then I did my research, and well, based on doctors telling her what to eat and stuff, we created a kit that's just for her to help her health and, well, the baby's health by extension. And we call it Mommy and Me Kit. So that's juices and smoothies that's specifically targeted for a healthy baby and a healthy mommy.
And what's the difference between this kit and your regular kit?
Okay, so the difference would be that this kit contains berries, or a regular kit doesn't contain berries. This kit does not contain any pineapple because we don't want anybody, you know, pineapple could cause contractions, and we don't want any kind of contractions when it's not. So what we did, the difference would be removing things that you're not, that you are advised. I wouldn't say you're not supposed to, you're advised not to use during pregnancy, and including things that you are advised. For example, the berries and the banana, we included those stuff.
So you're talking about pineapples causing contractions, and I've literally never heard this before. During my pregnancy, I literally ate pineapples every day.
And you see, and that's the thing, like how I got that information is from somebody who was pregnant. So I asked around from persons who were pregnant before, and they were like, they can't use pineapples. And then I had a customer who used to come for regular smoothies, and she would say she can't use anything that has pineapples because she's pregnant. So I'm like, okay, no pineapples. And then I did research, and they were like, you know, to stay away from pineapples. It's not that you can't use it at all, you know, it's just to limit the consumption.
Okay, wow. So I have one more question for you, Kenesha. What
Sure.
advice do you have for any entrepreneurs listening out there?
So I would say to believe in yourself and believe in your brand and be patient. That's something that I am still working on. Be patient in the process, because sometimes for me and all, when I am doing work, you know, you expect when you give 100%, you'll get results, and you have to understand that it takes time. So to re I would, based on personal, I'll say be patient with yourself and love yourself. Be kind to your present and future self.
I love that advice. And Kenesha, thank you so much for joining
Thank
me
you.
on this
And thank
special Christmas
you.
episode of the First Step podcast. I wish you all the best with Haven Spaces and
You.
Fresh Press. And yeah, tell people where they can find you.
So you all can find us, well, virtually on Instagram as fresh underscore press underscore CGC, or your Haven Space on Instagram. And on Facebook, you can find us as Haven Spaces or just Fresh Press. Our contact is 751-4364. And yes, that's where you can find us.
Okay, thank you so much, and I love you for doing
Bye
this. Bye.
bye.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the First Step Podcast. Now, if you enjoyed it, please consider leaving me a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to screenshot this episode. Tag me on Instagram at Jaleesa Jun Company, because I would love to reshare your posts.